Welcome to the 3-Point Stance,
your weekly fantasy football podcast.
From the website of 1320wils.com, I'm Brad.
And I'm his brother Jason. With us, as always, is our stat man, Honest Rob.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
All right, this week on the 3-Point Stance, we're going to hit our top news stories, talk about some young guns, the AP injury and the Favre injury.
Going on to that, we're going to talk about some more injuries around the rest of the league.
After that, we're going to get to our pickups. Not a lot this week, but a few players you might want to pick up off the waiver wire if you're hurting.
Then we're going to hit you guys up with the top performers. Who did the best this week? So, Jason, let's start off. Top news, young guns. You got four quarterbacks that are young that you want people to look out for the rest of this year, maybe even moving into next year. What are some of those names?
Well, three of them in particular, I think you really need to watch out for next year. The other one, I think, is just sort of an honorable mention, and that would be Matt Flynn.
Okay.
Because, you know, Rodgers has been cleared to play this week. It looks like he's coming back, but he did have, you know, over 250 yards, three touchdowns, and an interception.
Mm-hmm.
Did have a fumble in there, too, but I mean, a really good performance out of a guy who's making his first NFL start.
Especially considering the performance that he had when he first came in. I mean, he just looked lost. I mean, he didn't even look like an NFL quarterback. So, I think to see the maturation from one week to the next, you know, having that full week of practice, taking snaps with the first team, you know, I think you could definitely see the difference. And, you know, he helped his team out this week, you know.
Yeah, so, definitely. Played well in the stead for, you know, a real stud of a quarterback.
Definitely.
So, I mean, that speaks volumes of his talent, I think. And, you know, he's probably got a bright future just after he gets traded or Rodgers is done.
I think Rodgers is going to be in Green Bay for quite a while.
Yeah. The next quarterback I think you should keep an eye on, especially for next year, is Colt McCoy. Has been playing pretty well all season when he's been in.
Mm-hmm.
This week, again, came back off of an ankle injury, I think, had 243 yards, two touchdowns. You know, just looking really good there on a pretty crappy team on the Browns.
You know who he kind of reminds me of who plays now? He kind of reminds me of a Josh Freeman-like player, you know?
A little bit.
Probably
I don't think he's got quite the arm strength of Freeman, but...
But what I mean is I think he'll get you double digits, you know, pretty consistently. He runs out of the pocket a lot more than I think people really give him credit for.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very accurate. He's not a big downfield kind of guy. You know, doesn't have a huge arm, but he's very accurate with the passes that he does make.
That was one thing I really liked about him coming out of college, actually, was the accuracy. I think he was somewhere around 75 or 80% accuracy coming out of Texas.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Definitely. So I think that, I think that he would be an awesome number two if you could get him in that position for next year. As far as a starter, I wouldn't go as far as to say I think he's going to be a starter next year yet, but definitely.
You mean on a fantasy team? I think he'll start for the Browns.
Yeah, for the Browns. But I mean, for your fantasy team moving forward for next year, I think he'd be a good number two, kind of bye week guy if you get an injury, maybe.
Or if you've got a two quarterback league, something like that.
I still think there's some better options out there, but definitely someone to keep your eye on for next year.
I agree. Our next one is Tim Tebow, who just got his first start for Denver this week.
Mm-hmm.
Went 8 of 16, not a great completion percentage, only 138 yards. But I mean, he threw for a touchdown, no interceptions, and then had also 8 rushes for 78 yards and added a touchdown rushing.
Yeah.
So a good dual threat guy. I mean, probably the best we've seen since Michael Vick, you know, to be a passer and a rusher. But again, somebody who's not going to light you up as far as the passing game goes.
Yeah, and we have actually in a league that we're in is we keep rookies going into the next year. And I actually went and picked him up this week just because I think he could be like a good, like I was talking about Colt McCoy, good backup, maybe bye week. And it's funny because, you know, they kept on saying how they didn't think his the style they played at Florida was going to transfer to the NFL. You know, he was too big, he wasn't fast enough. And I think he proved a lot of people wrong this week, showing that, yeah, his running game does still work and his passing isn't the greatest, but it's serviceable for the type of offense they run. I think now the Broncos kind of have somewhat of a situation going into next season. Do you keep Kyle Orton, who's been getting you wins, you know, consistently and was a top, you know, fantasy and reality performer for the first, you know, at least half of the season for the new guy who has one of the highest NFL jersey sales so far this year? I mean,
yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out in Denver over the offseason because, you know, they've already said that Tebow's going to be the starter for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they have some confidence in the kid.
Yeah.
And it is partially, I think, injury related. I think Orton has, you know, a bit of an injury going on. But at the same time, I mean, they're giving the kid a shot.
And he's loved in Denver.
Yeah.
I mean,
his
like I said, his jersey sales are in the top five for this season. The dude's played maybe 5 minutes. I mean, before this past week, obviously.
Yeah, before this week,
So it's definitely something to keep your eye on moving forward.
All right. And our last quarterback we want to talk about here in our Young Guns section is Rex Grossman. He went 25 of 43. again, not a great completion percentage, but decent. 322 yards, though, 4 TDs, 2 interceptions, and 2 2-point conversions. Did have a fumble in there, too. So he's got some ball control issues with the 2 interceptions and the fumble, but, I mean, 4
Sexy
touchdowns
Rexy,
over
man.
300 yards. I
Sexy
mean,
Sexy Rexy doing it. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to think about Rex Grossman. I mean, he's Rex Grossman. What do you want to do? I mean, I don't know. Maybe he actually showed enough that the Redskins are going to feel comfortable moving forward with him. I mean, there's definitely no certainty that Donovan McNabb is going to be the guy moving forward in Washington. So
I think McNabb's out. I think they're probably going to be going with Grossman going forward. They've ever since they benched McNabb for Rex Grossman in that overtime, or yeah. I think it was overtime, they've been, or it was the 2-minute drill they were worried about.
Drill.
Yeah. Ever since that, they've sort of been pushing McNabb out, I feel like.
Yeah. And Rex Grossman didn't come in and do bad. So I don't know. Honestly, if I was the Redskins, I'd probably, you know, draft a quarterback, but that's just me. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe if you want to keep your eye on Grossman, I wouldn't trust him just because I've seen him play before and I don't think he's that great, but maybe you saw something I didn't.
I think he's serviceable, you know, if you need a number two quarterback or something. I don't know if you want to rely on him as a starter, but, I mean, clearly he can put up some numbers still.
I just don't know if you want to rely on anyone from the Redskins as anything.
yeah. Aside from I'd say maybe Cooley
as
a tight end.
But Cooley.
That's about it, I think, out of Washington. All right.
Moving on here on our top stories, we got some injuries to kind of lead us in our injuries. Mm-hmm. These are kind of the two big ones. Screwed a lot of people over this week, at least one of them did, that being Adrian Peterson going out.
Yep. Very late scratch.
Which you called on Saturday
when
we were on WILS, might I add, that you should not start Peterson, and he ended up not going. So if you listen to Jason, you might still be listening to this show and be in the playoffs right now. If you didn't, who knows?
Yeah.
But
it's 50-50.
Yeah, I mean, who saw that coming? And how do you game plan for that? Being that it was a Monday night game, you know.
The only thing you can really do, and this speaks, you know, volumes about this strategy, is to handcuff him to Toby Gerhart. And, you know, if you've got roster space, that is a great strategy. Because if this happens to you, you know, Monday night at 7 o'clock, all of a sudden you hear that Adrian Peterson is out, all you got to do is take him out, plug Gerhart in. You're all set to go then. I mean, obviously Gerhart isn't Adrian Peterson, but you're going to get some points out of him still, you know. So, I mean, you really need to handcuff some of your guys like that.
Yeah, and so I think that put a lot of people out of their fantasy playoffs this week. And then another injury, same game. I don't think it was as big of a deal, but Favre being injured, looking like he's going to be out for the rest of the season, his career over with, as he says he's not coming back next season.
I don't buy it.
You never know with him. But I mean, how do you feel about Favre, Jason?
I hate Favre. That's been a constant for years now. I'm not a big Favre fan. Last year, I could step back from my hatred of him, though, and say, man, he's having a great year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this year, you can't do that. He's having a horrible year. Every time he gets in there, he's hurting his team. He didn't look really bad this week. He did throw, I mean, the stat line, I think, makes it look a little better than it was if you were watching the game. I mean, he had the one touchdown, the one interception, but he actually threw another interception that got called back because of an offsides. And, you know, I mean, the one touchdown that he threw wasn't really a brilliant throw on his part. It was just a throw out to the flat to Percy Harvin, and Percy Harvin made the touchdown, you know. But it's hard to believe he's going to come back from an injury like this at his age, you know, get a concussion and, you know, only 2 games left. I think he's probably out for the rest of the season, so.
All right, well, let's move forward with the rest of our injuries from the league. Who do we got? Who are we looking at this week?
All right, we got a couple running backs that are injured aside from AP this week. We got Arian Foster. I believe, Honest Rob, you got some stats for us there on what he did this week.
Yeah, I do here, Jason. Thanks. Looks like this week, Foster, he had 11 carries for only 15 yards, no touchdowns. He did make 6 receptions, so one of his better receiving games on the year for 46 yards, but still no touchdowns, only 5 points.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Foster.
Yeah, rough performance for his fantasy owners that were relying on him for the playoffs. Had a glute injury. That doesn't sound fun, but I think he's probably going to play next week and be a strong play. What do you think?
Yeah, that's what they look like. Kind of had a bit of an injury setback, and usually if you watch Foster throughout the season, usually when he tends to have a bad game, they tend to come out really strong with him the next game, kind of prove it was just, you know, whatever, the game or whatever. It has no reflection on him as a player. So I think if you got him, you're rolling with him
definitely.
The upcoming week, I think he'll do just fine for you.
I agree. A guy who I'm not as confident in is Knowshon Moreno. Left the game with a rib injury. Honest Rob, do you have some stats on Knowshon Moreno for this week?
I do. Thanks, Jason. Only 4 carries for 5 yards and 0 touchdowns, 1 reception for 1 yard and 0 touchdowns.
Yeah. That killed me in one league this week anyway, but I'm not as confident in Knowshon going forward. I think he's probably going to, at least, if not set out a game, then at least not have a great performance that game.
And one thing you got to know about Knowshon Moreno is that he's been injury prone his entire career. Mm-hmm. I mean, he hasn't made it through an entire season yet.
Been injured this season, most of it. I mean,
yeah. I mean, last season was his rookie season, yeah. And he was injured, I believe, in the second half of that season, too. So he has yet to make it all the way through. So I think he'll probably, you know, probably be out, I would say, a game or so. Yeah. And you probably wouldn't want to rely on him, I don't think, moving forward.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Our other quarterback injury, aside from Brett Favre, is Drew Stanton. I know Brad's got a big man crush on
Mr. Boy.
Stanton, but he did separate his shoulder and then finish the game, which is crazy.
Because he's a beast. He's a Spartan, Jason. He has the Spartan attitude.
Yeah. Anyway, it looks like he's probably going to be out for the next game, at least. It looks like they're trying to bring Hill back, even though he's got that finger issue.
That's true.
So what do you think about Stanton going forward, I guess?
I don't know. And I'll be honest about the situation. All the fact I like Stanton aside, you know, he's had some decent games, but he wasn't winning you any games. You know what I'm saying? As far as fantasy goes. In reality, he's done a real good job for the Lions. But as far as fantasy goes, he probably wasn't winning you any games. So I don't think this affects any owners too bad. I don't think anyone in the playoffs or the championship right now was relying on Stanton to take them there. So I don't think as far as fantasy goes, it matters too much. I wouldn't trust Hill coming in. He had a couple good games, but, you know, being out and then having the injury and everything, I probably wouldn't want to start him either.
At least in the playoffs, I wouldn't rely on him.
I think there'd be someone else that you were probably looking at. So,
all right, we're going to round out our injury section here with the wide receivers. Our first one up is T.O. had a knee injury and is now on IR, so he is done for the season. If you were relying on him, tough luck.
So I can put my popcorn away now.
You can. The popcorn can go away. And our other wide receiver injury, same situation, now on IR, is Austin Collie had another concussion, his third on the year, and is now put on IR. And every time Collie plays, it's just it's a train wreck to watch. It's so horrifying every time he's on the field.
Can we call him Concussion Collie from now on? What does everyone think about that?
I think it's too soon, Brad.
Okay. Sorry. I'm insensitive. I don't know. There's something that he has to change. I think the wide receiver coach has to work with him. Reggie Wayne has to work with him. Something.
Yeah.
He just doesn't know how to take hits right, you know, because you see other players out there, and there's no other wide receiver, slot or regular, that's get, you know, three concussions in one season.
And he's a talented guy. I mean, he had two touchdowns by the time he went out with that. Yeah. I mean, he just needs to get that under control, and he'll be a really great option for people. Just needs to get that concussion issue taken care of.
Definitely. So if you had Collie, might be looking for someone to pick up. What are some of the pickups we have moving forward on 3-point stance?
For pickups of the week, again, it's going to be a really light week because you're probably in at least your playoffs, if not your championship game. You've probably got your lineup pretty well set. Mm-hmm. But here are some guys you can keep an eye on if you're desperate, if you really need a flyer. Mm-hmm. The quarterbacks I already mentioned most of them. It was Rex Grossman, Tim Tebow, and Colt McCoy were the three I wanted to watch out for.
Okay.
At running back, I've got Donald Brown, who had a pretty decent week this week.
Right.
You know, at some point, Joseph Addai is going to be back, and I think Donald Brown, you know, his value takes a hit after that. Yeah. The other guys you want to watch are Derek Ward and Toby Gearhart, who are the two backups for Arian Foster and Adrian Peterson. Those guys could get some playing time if either of those two miss out on any more time. And the wide receiver is going to be Blair White. Again, because again, Austin Collie out again. So I think Blair White takes a bump in value there. And then Kevin Walter, who actually had a pretty decent week this week and goes up against Denver this week, who has the second worst pass defense in the league.
I can't. Me and Kevin Walter, we just can't.
Yeah. And I got one tight end pickup. If you're really desperate at tight end still, we've had a lot of injuries at that position. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Jimmy Graham, who had two touchdowns for the Saints this week.
Oh, Jimmy Graham.
Not going to be a huge yardage guy, you know, kind of feast or famine. But I mean, if you're looking for a flyer this week, he could go off for you.
Yeah, definitely classify him as a flyer.
Yeah.
Moving into our final section on segment one here, we're going to kind of have Honest Rob take this over. Top performers of the week, who are we looking at?
Top performances this week, quarterback Michael Vick put up 38 points, running back Ray Rice, 35, wide receiver Vincent Jackson put up 29 points, tight end Jason Witten, second great week in a row with 20 points, kicker for the Chicago Bears, Robbie Gold! Robbie put up 16 points, Chicago Bears defense also had a great week with 21 points. Also, moving on with the other players that you'd add in for the best team of the week, you'd also add in at running back 2, Cedric Benson with 21, Mario Mario Manningham, wide receiver for the New York Giants, with 21. And also for your flex, Jamal Charles with 20, making 221 your optimal total for the week.
A crazy point total.
Decimated in your league if you had that. Yeah. That's going to wrap us up for segment one. Remember, guys, we want to hear from you. Emails, send them to us at thethreepointstance@gmail.com. That is the number three. Don't spell out the word three. Make sure you check us out on segment two. We're going to be talking about fantasy zombies and flex possibilities for your fantasy playoff.